Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with the co-publishers of Biz Av Jets USA magazine. I have Eli Stepp and Anna Marie Bonacori. Good morning to Anna Marie and Eli. How you doing?
Doing good. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for joining us today. So we'll start with Anna Marie, ladies first. So tell us a little bit about your background, you know, especially in the aviation industry.
Sure. So we have an in-flight USA magazine. That's our general aviation news magazine that we have been publishing for 38 years. That's been in my family for that long. My dad started it back in the 1980s. And I came on board first as an editor because I love writing and editing, and that's what I studied in school and always my favorite subject. So I came on board as an editor, and then we started needing more help in the ad sales department, the distribution department. So I kind of branched out and I really enjoyed it. So I found myself taking over the family business. And then I met Eli first as a customer. He was an advertiser with InFlight USA. And then he told me about his dream to start a magazine, and we kind of just took it from there.
Oh, very cool. And so, Eli, what's your background about all, especially as it relates to aviation?
Basically, I've been involved in business aviation, mostly on the maintenance and operations side for 40 years, a long time. And in some ways, I feel like I'm just getting started in some new areas. And as Anna Marie said, you know, we kind of came together. She did an article in InFlight on my small company. And I came back and said, how about let's do a magazine together? And yeah, we launched our first issue in March. And actually our next issue, I don't know if you know, but Grant Cardone with the 10X movement, he's on the cover of our next issue.
Oh, very cool. And for those who don't know, my father was a pilot and he actually worked for the FAA. So I spent a lot of time around airports in my life. So
wonderful.
Yeah, very interesting. So I've been up in the air many times. He loved flying. That was always when he was happiest. So what is the, I know what InFlight USA does. I know Anne Marie for a while, but what is Biz Av Jets all about? What is your target audience and what do you provide them? What are your services?
Sure. Biz Av Jets USA is a little different from InFlight because it focuses on business aviation, biz jets, which is companies transporting goods, services, and people through these biz jets and really having a lifestyle in the sky. These jets, like the new Falcon, it has a whole kitchen. It's like an RV in the sky. And we are a lifestyle magazine that really caters to that demographic. We work with charter companies, manufacturers of biz jets, nicer MROs, maintenance and repair operations, places in airports where it's kind of a lounge for business aviation and where people can have meetings and conferences in the sky. So it's kind of a whole new level than what we were doing with InFlight. And it's just a really great niche that we're excited to be working with.
Interesting. So Eli, is it more, what would be the type of articles you provide in your magazine?
Well, you know, some of the things we've covered already was like Aerion supersonic business jet that's coming along, Westar Aviation maintenance and repair overhaul facility. They've had an article. So we concentrate on any business aviation related entity. Now, naturally, we'll go to a business operator or a maintenance facility or things like that. But we also want to cover the humanitarian end, you know, like the Corporate Angel Network that provides free seats to cancer patients needing treatment, you know, and we really want to cover some of the humanitarian end. Also, we want to promote business aviation in a positive light. Unfortunately, business aviation gets the negative press more than they do the positive. And a lot of operators help things like hurricane, help when they need it for supplies, but they don't brag about it. They don't crow about it. And it does a lot more. And, you know, business aviation provides $200 billion economic overall in the U.S. So some of the things like that we're covering.
Very interesting. And why do you think business aviation gets a bad rep in the press? It seems to me like it shouldn't, but you think it's considered elitist or something?
Yes. I will say, you know, depending on the administration that's in and out, if you look over the past 15 years, you know, for a while, business aviation was evil. Mm. Only rich people or only, you know, the very elite top utilized them. And in truth, about 80% of the aircraft are people that were working 12-hour days and they can get back and forth, you know, quickly, but their company provides them. And other corporations require their CEOs for safety reasons to, you know, fly on business jets. So, you know, there's some aspects that people don't really realize. And unfortunately, negativity is easy to pass on in the press, and business aviation sometimes gets the brunt of that.
Interesting. So, and as we all know, about 15 months ago, a pandemic hit, which really just brought travel to a halt. But I'm curious, did it have a positive impact on business aviation? Because those people still had to travel, some of those executives, right?
They still had to travel, and a lot of people were looking for other ways to get around, to see their families, to even recreational travelers wanted to be in a plane where there wasn't as many germs or as many restrictions and things like that. So I think business aviation and general aviation have done okay throughout the pandemic. Sure, they've had their struggles, but they're holding their own.
I'll kind of add to that. Initially, when it happened, it hit business aviation severely. I had colleagues and contacts that were laid off, you know, and things of that nature. But once we got into mid year of the pandemic, it started to pick up, and people that never considered business travel now consider business travel, or at least want to investigate how they may be able to do it, or their company can do it. And, you know, it's either the, I like to joke, is either the worst or best time to start a business last January when I started a separate business. But on the positive side, I have arranged a couple of networking events with my other company that others decided to go on because they wanted to fly private. And it was very good.
Very interesting. And is there a distinction between what you just said, private and business? Like if someone charters a plane, is that considered business travel or is that considered private?
It can be both. You know, if you had a group that wanted to go somewhere and come back the same day, there were a bunch of friends, that would be private. But obviously, if you want to, and you don't have an aircraft of your own, but you want to take a client to see some real estate, you know, now that's business, and you can go on the business trip, and the people that are brought along to see the property are very impressed.
Very interesting. And it's interesting, you started this company, this magazine, last year in the middle of pandemic. Did that pose any challenges that you weren't quite ready for?
I worried about it a lot. I wasn't sure what people's marketing budgets would be or even willingness to write. A lot of people felt very bad during this time. I worried about being able to collect content and getting people to advertise in the publication, but it seemed to work out rather well. People were very curious about seeing this new publication after we've been doing in-flight for so long. They know what we have provided with in-flight. And then there was a level of curiosity of what we were going to do with business aviation. So I feel like having a platform to go on helped us, but the pandemic was difficult.
And was it difficult for the two of you to communicate with each other and, you know, just in general, the logistics of running a company from two different cities?
You know, this is ironic. Anna Maria and I just finally met in person last Monday.
Wow.
and we both stepped out on faith, I think, when we started talking, and we just signed a simple agreement together and said, let's go ahead and move forward. And that's what we did. So we have to say we started a business during the pandemic using tools like Zoom and phones and emails and things of that nature. And, you know, it's been very ironic it started out that way. So I'm glad we finally got to meet in person. And, you know, the magazine itself, I'd like to kind of echo what Anna Marie said. We were a little bit concerned, but fortunately, I'm very fortunate that I could be connected with InFlight, who had the experience, the contacts, the printing. I could never do this on my own. But I always had an interest in doing a magazine. Now I'm involved in journalism. But I'm very grateful that we could connect and go on that route. And then we were able to share with people that InFlight's been in business for 37 years. I've been around for 40 years. And one of the differences in our magazine is we are in the aviation trenches still. And that's not a, you know, a derogatory remark to other aviation publications, but I work full-time in the industry and do this magazine. So we are in tune with what's going on somewhat, that if you weren't in the industry or working in the trenches of the industry, you may not be in tune with it.
Very interesting. And is your magazine, do you have a print and an online version?
Yes, we do. We have printed quite a few of them. We take them to the local airports and to places that are popular in business aviation. Because this is a kind of a tech podcast, I'd like to say that being in Silicon Valley, we serve a lot of bigger companies and smaller companies that serve have business aviation and provide that service for their employees. So that's our distribution is quite different from InFlight in that we are reaching a lot of flight departments in major companies and what have you.
You know, it's funny because you know the companies have private jets, but you don't think they also have flight departments. I never thought of that, but they do.
So yeah, they need the mechanics. They need to be updated on the latest news with those planes. It's all very important.
So it sounds like your target audience, besides people in the industry, would be any company that is either has private jets or is considering private jets, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, in fact, I just got approved on to go to, as a journalist type, to go to the World of Concrete, be the first big show here in Vegas. But some of those companies are gonna be business aircraft operators. Hmm. You know, so I'll be there representing, you know, BizAv Jets USA magazine just to touch base, you know, with those type of companies as well.
Interesting. And I do know CMEX is one of the largest companies in that industry. So hopefully you get it to meet with them next week or whenever it is.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And I'm curious now, since you both met last Monday for the first time, was it in the Bay Area or was it down in Las Vegas?
We found a midway point and met in Reno, Nevada.
Reno, right.
Come on, you should. two of the hottest cities in the world and you pick Reno's a wonderful city.
Well, she had some visits available up there and it was a good day for me. So I flew up and, you know, we finally got to meet in person. So that was great.
Reno is great for aviation. I mean, it's home to the Reno Air Races and there's a lot of business aviation. Arion is up there. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. See, those are the things I don't know. I think of Reno, the biggest little city in the world. That's how I think of Reno.
It is. Yeah.
Cool. So where do you see, you know, this is a brand new publication, right? I mean, you've published one and you're about to publish volume number two, right?
Yes.
Right. Where do you see this going in the future?
Well, I'll kind of chime in on this is, you know, some of the things we're doing, a lot of entities will say public print is dead. It is not. In fact, it's the perfect marriage with technology now. And where we're going now, you know, is creating QR code and we'll help develop a video or, you know, jump to their site or whatever. So when somebody's reading the print magazine, they can just go ahead and scan with their phone and jump to a video or whatever the client wanted. So now, you know, it's kind of a perfect marriage between print and technology.
Yeah. Cool. And I would think, you know, a lot of people when they travel, they still want something physical to read instead of I can use a Kindle, but a lot of people you can see they still want that hardcover, something tangible, right?
Yes. So yes,
I think in your industry, I think print will be around for many years to come.
I agree. You know, and there is something to be said when you are in print or your company is in print, as long as you keep that document, it's never going away.
Yeah.
When it's online, don't get me wrong, we do online, we love it, but unless you, can you find it? Or, you know, unless you're given the link. And so when we can set a physical copy on their coffee table or their office desk, that makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. Well, it's been fascinating talking to you two. For those that are interested, what is the URL that they can go to see bizavjets.usa or what is the actual URL?
bizavjetsusa.com.
Okay. And people can sign up and subscribe.
Yes, you can subscribe, you can inquire about advertising or writing opportunities.
All right, cool. And Anne-Marie, I know you love writing. Are you actually writing articles for the magazine?
I do interviews, yes. And then I write them and transcribe them. So I try my best to do that with InFlight and BizAv Jets USA every time it comes out.
And how about you, Eli? Now that you said you're a journalist, are you also writing or? Are you more?
Well, actually, I'll have a couple articles in the next issue, actually of interviews. But we'll be writing some on issues that affect the industry as well.
All right, cool. And when does your next magazine come out?
It'll be out in July of this year.
July.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah,
July. Great. Well, we look forward to seeing that. And best of luck with this venture. And I hope it takes off.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate being on. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Bye.
Bye.